UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Cerebral, what did you make of Earl Thomas and his brother being caught in bed at an Airbnb with two women?
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Yeah, the whole brother thing, just yuck, man.
And James Cerebral.
My first makeout session was seventh grade.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Let me ask you this real quick, James. James, real quick. Last time Kentucky played North Carolina, what happened? What about the last time they played Duke?
No, this is Wake Forest.
I cover all of them, you idiot. Get out of here.
Our guy Jason Entz just made a great point. The guy who won $135K, he gave the money back and got a V-Show prize pack.
He was dead on.
Boy, some of those V-Show prize packs, I've seen how Nick has assembled those.
Yeah.
Back in the day when people used to be able to be near each other and show up to the station and
pick up
their packages.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I have seen Nick scramble and just throw whatever's on his dad's desk into some sort of a pile.
Here's a bobblehead.
Here's a XXX ESPN Louisville shirt.
Some koozies.
Two Bats tickets, a koozie, a magazine that's 3 years old, something with Bobby V's face on it.
That's what you want, something with Bobby V's face on it. Heck
a
yeah.
Glossy.
Yes, sign.
Oh, goodness. It's The Take on ESPN 680 105.7. It is a Friday. We're hanging out with you another hour. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Mitchell Hannigan back at the Papa John Studios. A reminder, if you're looking for Governor Andy Beshear, his press conference is live, and it is in full, and it's over on 93.9 The Ville. You can catch that at ESPNLouisville.com. But we got you for the next hour. Mixtape coming up in about 30 minutes. And Mitch, you may have to look out, but at some point we need to get Grossman on, who is filling in for Patty Ice today. We need to get Grossman on.
Yes, we do.
To explain himself as he stabbed me in the back, he stabbed this show in the back, and quite frankly, he stabbed ESPN Louisville in the back.
He's disinfecting the studio right now. Give him about 5 minutes.
I would love to see that picture. I would think, hang on there.
I got to wipe it down.
So we have a decision here. And Mitch, you help me. I want everyone to know. What do we want to do here? Because this is the power hour.
Yes,
this
it is.
This is the 5 o'clock hour. Yet nobody is working right now. And so we have done the conversation. Let me set up what we have done today. Mm-hmm. We opened with the conversation, which I still believe to be rather valid, that no one is being hot-takey about Bill Self. And Kansas got smoked with 5 level 1 violations, lack of institutional control. There is a hell of a lot more of, hey, Adidas is helping you, and you know it, and you promote it, and you don't give a damn for year upon year upon year, even after you knew that this was going on with Adidas. Let's say you didn't, and the NCAA, I think, wants to smoke Kansas. Mm-hmm. And nationally, there's been stories on it, but I haven't seen any piece that has been, and I haven't seen the coverage, like when Louisville has been in trouble. And I have thrown out the Katina Powell stuff because of the salacious nature of that is always going to catch the eye. But I even think to the NCAA stuff, and I put this out last night on Twitter at the Only Sweeney, that I do believe that Kansas should. I'm not sure they have, but I think they absolutely now, at least in my mind and should be in yours, they are the face of this. And if Will Wade and Sean Miller, and when we get those notice of allegations, a response and another response, and we get the correspondence that is going on between those schools, then we'll have, you know, that conversation. And I do believe it is going to be much easier for people to crush Will Wade. So that's been the conversation. For the most part, it is funny that I agree with U of L Twitter that is talking about this.
Sure.
That, well, hey, if you know, if it were us, fill in the blank. And again, not Katina Powell. These are two separate things. Mm-hmm. But as it pertains to the NCAA stuff, boy, I just feel like, and we might be sensitive to it here. It might be unfair. What I'm saying might be wrong, but I mean, I went to several reputable sites, and if not for just a couple writers, there's not much out there, which I guess we shouldn't be shocked with, given the nature of college basketball. Mm. But there's no hot takes on, I mean, Bill Self is all over this thing. I mean, Bill Self and his staff are all over this thing, and the natural conclusions and the natural places that went with Rick Pitino are not going with Bill Self. And Bill Self is a star, and many people, you know, the text line, UPS Jobs text line, 437-9680, have talked about it. Bill Self is friendly with the media, and maybe that has bought him something, and that happens a lot, and I think it happens a lot in college basketball, but Bill Self needs to be the face of this. When you talk about issues with the NCAA, to me, Louisville, a couple level two violations
and one level one,
and let's be honest, we're talking about five level one violations alone, and this goes across sports. This is just not basketball.
Right.
We're talking about Self not promoting blah, 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 and we're talking about lack of institutional control, and we know already what the NCAA thinks. So if you're a Louisville fan today, I mean, this is what you wanted to see with another school being hammered. I mean, obviously, that has not happened officially, but boy, the NCAA is going for the throat of Kansas. That much is true.
You would think since, and we mentioned this in the first hour, you would think that since Kansas is indeed one of these blue blood programs, I mean, I'm talking about Kentucky, Duke, North Carolina, Kansas are like your top four, right? That this would be a big story. This is Kansas basketball. This is the birthplace of basketball, period, right? I mean, they did that whole ESPN 30 for 30 about the first rules of basketball ever originated in Kansas and all these things. You would think that would be a pretty big story, one of the marquee programs that everybody loves in college basketball, loves to boast about a billion Big 12 titles, that this would be a national story, and it's crickets. It's almost a non-issue. You know, where's some of the, like, Dick Vitale and Jay Billis? He said he wrote some things.
Well, I mean, no, I just mean all of the college basketball media, so many of them are coaching protectors.
Yes.
And they're willing to take a verbal bullet for coaches, and I just don't understand. There is, in college sports, there is this love affair with worshiping the coaches that I do not understand.
It's bizarre.
And it's in college basketball probably the most out of anywhere.
Sure.
Right? And yeah. I don't think we have that here. I mean, when Chris Mack in the middle of year number two lost to Kentucky, lost to Florida State, I mean, people were crushing Chris Mack. While his offense is boring, his defense doesn't create turnovers and havoc, we don't get any easy buckets like we used to with Rick Pitino. I mean, there was that conversation. And, I mean, I think Cal is worshipped a lot more.
Sure,
I mean, I think there's a level of worship. But, I mean, listen, Cal's offense, there's a group of Kentucky fans that believe that Calipari offensively, his offense was good in 2010, 2012. But it's not good now. There are people that think there are other things that have slipped, whether it be, you know, Lachlan McClain in the recruiting, whether it be you and the staff.
Yes.
I mean, you love your boy Orlando Antigua and others. So, we have this in college sports, and I just don't understand where Bill Self is getting this other than being friendly with the media. I just don't fundamentally understand.
Even like take college football, for example. We'll take college football. Nick Saban gets crushed regularly. How much heat did he take after Tua was injured? in that game against Mississippi State at the end of the season. People were coming over the hill at him for that decision for leaving Tua up where they were up, like, what, 28-0 or whatever the hell it was.
Look at Bill Belichick. People call him one of the biggest cheaters ever.
Yeah.
Well, being able to use an advantage and being able to illegally pay people and knowing about it is like the greatest sin. What Bill Self did is one of the greatest sins to the NCAA's process. By the way, we say this as laughing at it. I don't give a damn. I like Bill Self and Kansas being the face of it because they are right now.
Yes.
I'm not too worried about it. Mitch, is our guy Grossman back there? Have we found him? Is he on mic one right now? What are you doing?
I'm just chilling right now.
There it is. What's up,
Are
Jack?
You on mic one, or what are you doing? Are you in the producer
room?
Absolutely,
I'm on mic one.
How much of a mic whore have you been today over on 93.9 The Ville?
It wasn't too terrible, but, yeah, I had a few moments like I always do.
What did you guys talk about with one Mangus and what was it, Mark Blankenbaker, the sheriff? Look at you. Big show today.
Yeah,
it was a lot about, you know, the NCAA stuff in Kansas, and they were playing the role of why isn't Bill Self getting more heat from the national press.
Okay, so they were doing the same thing we were doing.
Yeah, talked a little bit about the NFL scheduling. And at near the end of the show, we played some clips from Barton Simmons, the guy Locke had on earlier today, talking about Stoops and Satterfield, and they both thought Stoops was overrated.
Of course they did.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Well, that's breaking news. Can we make sure, Mitch, if you do a 5:30 Sports Center, that is up on the Sports Center update, that Mark Ennis and Mark Blankenbaker both have now reported that Mark Stoops is overrated there in the SEC.
Is that before or after Terry Wilson's getting ready to play football?
Yes, I would say that's right after.
Okay.
Texter says Terry Wilson's a bum. No one gives a damn. Terry Wilson. Hey, Strebel, crickets like the Ashton Hagens video. That coming down at 437-9680. So let's do some nonsense. Mitch, I'm going to throw this at you. Can you get the sound of Grossman? I want to do two things here with Crean. I want to have him explain himself, why he stabbed the station in the back, and then I want to do an IU post-game show where he takes us to break talking about how all of the IU recruiting class dropped double digits in the latest 24/7 sports rankings. Is that all okay with you, Crean?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Well, good deal. Are you still wearing your mask?
I took it off right now because I'm talking on air and I don't want to feel muffled and I'm alone in the studio that I just disinfected. But once I'm done with that, yes, I will be putting the mask back on.
Patty Ice, was he nice to you when he passed the show off to you today? Was he in a good mood? Have you talked to him at all?
He sent me one text at 12:30 asking if I was still good to cover for him. I said yes, and he said, sounds good, and that's about it.
Texter says, Dick Vitale, really, Strebel? That's the first name that came to mind that Strebel wanted to hear from for the Kansas stuff.
No, it was making a point about the coach worship. Is making a
you
point.
You did. You got flustered immediately and just pivoted to Dick Vitale.
Yes,
like, if he didn't say, like, the guy that loves coaches the
more
most,
than anybody.
The guy that you know isn't going to say anything bad about coaches.
Yes.
He said, hey, Rick Pitino needs to go back to the Knicks.
Yes,
his
he did.
Job, his point was go back to the NBA. You settle down.
It was great.
Mitch, can we play the sound from yesterday? Jack Grossman giving some crappy podcast some great content and stabbing the station in the back.
I actually had my first kiss in the Kentucky Derby infield. Actually, the Kentucky Oaks infield.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yes. So I was in ninth grade. It was my first time. Yeah, which you can laugh about that as much as you want. It was my first time at the Oaks. So the Oaks is always the Friday before Derby. So I'm at the Oaks in ninth grade. I'm with some friends, and we made the mistake of we went way too early. We got there around, like, 11 a.m. The race isn't – the actual Oaks race – they have races all day, but the actual Oaks race isn't until, like, 5:45, 6 p.m. So we got there, again, like, 11 a.m., and my friends were, like, dog-tired and ready to go by, like, 4 p.m. So we're, like, walking out of the infield, walking towards, like, the massive tunnel that you go under the track to get – from the infield to the rest of the stands, which there's a lot of stories about that tunnel also, but as we're walking towards the tunnel, this girl that I have literally never seen before just starts running up to me and starts yelling, Jack, Jack, Jack. I'm like, who the f*** are you? And out of nowhere, I don't know how the hell this happens. And take my word for it, don't take my word for it, whatever. I have friends that vouch for this. She comes up and we literally kiss for like a good 15, 20 seconds. And then she asked me to go with her, me being the stupid ninth grader I was and trying not to figure out a different way home from Churchill Downs that night, knowing that my friends were leaving. I declined, left with my friends, and I have never seen the girl since.
So you have no idea who this girl is. Like, to all right,
so that's good.
I don't need
to hear these dopes. I don't need to hear these other guys. So that is the story, all the personal stuff. I feel stabbed in the back by one Jack Grossman. So what is this podcast, and explain yourself.
All right, so this podcast is three friends of mine from IU who started the podcast when the quarantine started. So it's still a very new podcast, and basically it's just, you know, them sitting around having a guest or two on, or maybe just the three of them telling stories, having fun, chewing the S word that I can't say on the air because FCC.
Yeah, why did you drop an F bomb?
Well,
you dropped an F bomb.
I mean, it was on a podcast. There's no FCC on podcasts. I can do that.
Well, yeah, you were very comfortable with them.
Yeah, I mean, if the FCC would let me say that word on here, I probably would have.
Why didn't you ever tell Big Easy this story? Why didn't you ever tell us? I mean, you volunteered this story to this crappy podcast from dudes who started it 4 weeks ago from Bloomington, and you didn't give us any of the goods here.
I had never thought about telling that story with you all. It just never crossed my mind. It never had the right buttons pushed to where that came up. I remember on Valentine's Day when Easy pressed me into the story about how the girl stood me up on my first date. For whatever reason, I never made the connection of, oh, I should tell that also. And for me, the question was them trying to press me to get into infield stories. And for me, that's the best infield story I have of me.
So what goes on in the tunnel? What sorts of things?
Oh, you all know what goes on in the tunnel. No, we talked about it yesterday. Yeah, there's people doing drugs. There's fights, drinking, all the normal stuff.
Drugs.
All of the normal stuff. I love how he says that.
People smoke weed.
Oh, yeah, people fight.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, people fight. They do heroin.
Yeah,
yeah, you know, and just the normal stuff. The things that usually happen. You didn't know this girl at all.
No clue. And she was drunk, looking back on it.
Well,
I realized it. Yeah, obviously. So I honestly think my best guess is that she confused me with someone else named Jack. Which, you know, I'm fine with taking
the
benefits of
that. Why didn't you leave with her?
That is the one thing I always regret. I was a coward. I didn't go. I'm mad about it right now, the fact that I didn't do that. What I was scared of was having to figure out a way home from Churchill Downs, from the Oaks, without my friends and their parents that were picking us up. I didn't have any type of plan on how to get home because, knowing me, I didn't really want to take the TARC bus. I was scared of the TARC bus at that time. So, I'm afraid.
I love how you said at that time. You still are.
Yes.
There's no TARC stop just near me. That's just the biggest issue with that. But I'm not going down that road anymore. But that's one thing I really regret more than anything else in my really pathetic, not very long story of a love life at this point is that I didn't follow that girl.
Well, Strebel had the same thing. Strebel was in Spanish class. We'll play it on the mixtape, probably.
Oh, I heard the story.
Yeah, Strebel was in Spanish class, and a girl turned around and said, "Help me with the Spanish homework." He said, "No, I need to go to work."
I mean, come on, Strebel. I was at least, you know, a naive ninth grader who didn't really know what was going on. You were a sophomore in college.
Oh, no, Strebel's is way more egregious. Yeah, it's not even close. Plus, he went to Campbell's Dump, and he played on the football team, right? Well, she didn't know he was a football player,
this
right? Oh, this is a Bellarmine.
This was
gotcha.
Actually, yeah, this is this. I was
gotcha.
I was at Bellarmine. I had to go to work at UPS that night, and yes, it was a really, really dumb move.
My wife found out you graduated from Bellarmine. She texted me, "What year was it?" I'm like, "I don't know. What do you want me to get his Wikipedia up? I don't know."
Yeah.
Not like we are. He's like 37, 38. I don't know. Add it up.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do?
We had a little conversation about that yesterday.
So you gave it to these boneheads in Bloomington who are doing this Central State podcast. What's this podcast about? They had Pigs on and Alex Bozich and
Dan Dockage?
And Dan Dockage. I mean, what do they do here? We have to get him. He's from 1070 The Fan. Yeah. What do they do?
They do. It's not an IU pod. It's just a general sports podcast.
Gotcha.
Like, their mission is just telling stories about sports that are fun and funny.
I mean, I'm bored during quarantine, but I'm not bored enough to start a podcast.
They called you the king.
They did call you the king. Why are you the king?
I mean, that's a thing with young people. When you're friends with someone, you call them king. That's a thing that people that are my age and in college and high school do these days.
Y'all run around calling each other king?
Is this true?
Yes.
I have no one that does not happen in my friend group. And I'm only 2 years removed from college.
It's a thing that really, really came on this school year, was a thing that happened.
Yes. Came on. Hey, young king.
I'm telling you, it's a thing that happens.
So is it just king or is it young king?
Just king.
King. Hey, king.
Well, that's the dumbest bleep I've ever heard.
I'm like mad about this.
I mean, I'm not mad about it. I'm not going to sound old. It's stupid, but I'm not going to sound old. All right, Grossman, Mitch has to have you cut some sound, so I'm going to let you go. We're going to get ready for the mixtape. We're going to do that next mixtape. I don't know how many sounds we have, 80, 90 sounds. It's how we end the week. We'll do it, and that's coming up next here on The Take on this Friday. Mixtape next on ESPN 680. Alrighty, this weekend it's going to get cold. We have a freezing warning tonight. Our guy Strebel here is unhappy. He's going to have to turn the heat on, but at least it's working. It didn't used to, but now it does.
Yep.
Thank you to the good people at BJ Heating and Cooling. Barry and his staff are working, and they are ready to help you. Whether it be in a replacement unit, it's going to get warm at some point. Good God, last weekend was so great. Heating, whatever it may be, anything indoor temperature control. Look to our friends at BJ Heating and Cooling, bjheatcool.com, 812-283-7221. If you have those rooms that are difficult to cool down or heat up, we've been telling you, BJ Heating and Cooling, they're your local factory authorized Bryant dealer. It's the Bryant Mini Splits. They've teamed up with Bryant Douglas Equipment, whatever it takes to make those uncomfortable rooms enjoyable again. The Bryant Mini Splits are quiet and efficient, and they can help you today if you need one of those. Again, 812-283-7221. They're on call 24/7, upfront pricing. They will help you whether it be for your home or your business. 812-283-7221. It's BJ Heating and Cooling, bjheatcool.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Tell me, it's like, boy, how do I want to say this? Like breeding horses.
Yes, yes. I got you.
And James Strebel.
Right? You pay a lot of money for the...
The stud.
Yes.
Yeah, and
right?
the stuff.
The stuff.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Hey, Baptist Health would like to express their deepest gratitude to all the healthcare workers, emergency services personnel, and the many community volunteers who are selflessly serving our communities day in, day out. And a reminder, all week we've been telling you it is National Nurse Appreciation Week, so be sure to give a special thanks to any nurse you know, as we should be extra thankful for all they do for the sick. Quickly, before we get to the mixtape here on a Friday, is everything set up with the Strebel household for Mother's Day?
We're good.
Is everything good?
It's golden. I'm prepared. I'm ready to go. Ready to fix a little breakfast Sunday morning for the wife.
Nice.
Yes.
A little scrambled eggs, a little bacon. What's the breakfast?
Pancakes, eggs, everything. Sausage, bacon, toast.
Oh, look at
the
you.
The whole nine yards.
The whole nine yards. Yes. Look at you.
Breakfast in bed.
Look at breakfast in bed.
Breakfast in bed, yes.
Really?
That's what she gets.
Is that – people like that? I'd rather eat breakfast not in bed. I'm not saying that's a bad idea. I think it's romantic, and if she likes it, then great. But that's just not something to me that's attractive, I guess.
It's a very cliche thing to do.
Well, it is that.
Very cliche, but...
Doesn't she want to sit with her family and enjoy the family?
Well, we bring it in to her.
But then you go in the room and she's by herself.
She gets a little, there's a little alone time for mom.
Okay.
Mother's Day is one of those days, like Father's Day. Father's Day... I need to be left alone. give me my cards and my gifts and just leave me to my own devices for the rest of the day. That's what we're going to do for my wife. Like,
okay.
Yeah, we're going to get your stuff and you do what you want to do.
All right. Usually women want to be around their family, men not as much. That would be the only thing I would say to that. But again, I'm not in this world. I'm just giving opinions about things I don't know about, which is what we do on the take from 3 to 6.
That's right.
So, Mitch, are you happy that we're getting to this mixtape earlier today? Did you notice I did a good job?
Yes, we got lots of sounds. We have over like 120 sounds, I think.
So. Just play. Then we need to be fast and furious. We will break in so I can reset. We will laugh at this. This is how we end the week. The best, the worst. We take things out of context. Sometimes things are perfectly in context, and they're just ridiculous. We have fun, and we do it now here on ESPN 680.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
Mixtape.
Damn it!
And behind the board, it's
Mitchell Hannigan.
Ah, yes. Always love those drops. All righty. Another 30 minutes to go. Reminder, if you want to be serious, Governor Andy Beshear is live. We'll have that. We do have that. It's in full, and it's over on 93.9 The Ville. Drew Diener, Jason Nemus coming your way on 93.9 The Ville. A bonus hour at about 6 o'clock here on ESPN 680 105.7. Mitch, open up the mixtape with what sound?
Doosan Bears, the Hanwha Eagles, the Kia Tigers, the Kiwoom Heroes, the KT Wiz, the LD. No, I'm getting into NASCAR.
No,
this solidified it. Give me a red-blooded American doing NASCAR. That's what I need. I need the boys in NASCAR who don't run on Easter or Mother's Day.
That's
what I need. I need to listen to Patty Ice on Sunday mornings with Trading Paint. I need to buy the NASCAR game I can find it for my old-ass PlayStation 3. I you know what? Teach me something about, you know, downforce and drafting and if they have flaps on a NASCAR.
Fuel, I don't
know if they have flaps, or is that just an airplane? Yeah, I need to know these things.
That's on
I
you.
Can get into that. I am all in that, rather than some stupid South Korean baseball team named after an Android phone.
I'm the
no,
fan.
Not doing it, can't do it, won't do it.
I mean, I didn't want to. They got enough attention as it was. I didn't want to give them any more. Come on.
Why is Rick
My statement always was, if you let them come in the arena, that people always thought of what the big deal they are. But, I mean, people go to watch the basketball game. If there was just a performance by, what was the name? What are they called? The dance team? I don't even
the
remember
Ladybirds.
The name.
Yeah, the Ladybirds.
Yeah. Yeah, if you just had a Ladybirds performance in the arena, nobody would show up, so. It's not a big deal to me.
Yeah.
And I know I'm in the minority, but I just don't.
Yeah, just yeah, don't. Yeah.
I thought they got too much attention and too much praise and too much publicity.
Really? Mitch, I feel like Rick Bozich is giving us a hot take right now in the Ladybirds. Rick, what's going on, man? Come on, it's a dance team. I feel like you're giving a hot take right now.
I mean, they're just not – I just thought they got too much – attention, too much publicity. I go to watch a basketball game. I don't go to watch the dance team.
The oldest take and the hottest take all in one on the show this week was Rick Bozich on the Lady Bird.
Yes.
It confused me. It stunned me. It
me
did.
Too.
Keep them coming here on the mixtape on ESPN 680.
Ben DePudi.
Yeah, I have that sound bite. Give me one
That's
second.
The one. And it's on its way. This Dead Air brought to you by Jablonski Funeral Home. You kill them, we chill them. You stab them, we slab them. You got a discount right now. I shouldn't even joke about that in a time of coronavirus by any stretch. So I now take that whole comedy bit back off the table. That's an old vaudeville bit. Anyway, so we got sound now or still not?
Do you have any?
It's a vaudeville bit.
Vaudeville.
Keep them coming.
Let's go to Larry up next. Larry, welcome in. Ninth round of the Ville, ESPN 680. Good morning.
Hey, Scotty. What's the farthest you've ever ran? And can you kind of give me some pointers on motivational stuff to start running?
All right, that's enough process. That's Blue slipping through the cracks and getting through there.
So. Damn it, I tried so hard. I interrogated the hell out of him.
Wait a minute, I'm lost.
Okay, that's Blue who's got a lifetime ban, who's trying to be sneak in and got past process as Larry.
God, I was
and may have changed his voice.
The joke.
Maybe, someday we'll have a committee on infractions or an IARP for Blue. But he slipped past the process goalie right there.
Process said, I tried so hard, which is the opposite of what process actually did. Keep him coming. So, Mitch, what do we have and how long is it? Boy.
Oh, boy.
That's long.
Yeah. 5:17.
And I try to give you something in the middle. You can save that for the mixtape.
More of the Take with Andy Tweeney and James Strebel is next.
Play that one again. You mispronounced my name.
More of the Take with Andy Tweeney and James Strebel is next.
Andy Tweeney. Honk UK fans, I love you. I love you from the bottom of my heart because you are so desperate to just worship your... I'm giving Calipari a compliment. I am literally giving him a compliment that he changed his typical recruiting philosophy and did the opposite of what he does for every other player, which is the, we don't need you, you need us. And he told Olivier Sarr, we need you. We need you desperately. And these UK fans are still mad. Like that's when you realize you wake up in the morning determined to be mad at me. And if you live that life, then good. Thank you for listening. I hate listening is fun, but you're just a dope because I gave Cal credit for what he did for getting Olivier Sarr. He evolved. He adapted. He adjusted. And good for him. But if you don't think he begged Olivier Sarr, if you don't think... Read the quote. Come on. Come on, UK. Just be a smidge better. I'm not asking you to be a lot better. Just be a smidge better. Some reality into your life. Andy was trying to get James Strebel to get more excited about Olivier Sarr. And as Andy pointed out, the problem is UK fans, can I say this, shot their... Well, I'm not going to finish the sentence. UK fans used
shot
up their
what?
You said it. There you go.
Well, that refers to...
Can I say that?
Well, yeah, but I thought that was dirty too because, I mean, it's an easy double entendre. But I think yes. Shot the wad actually means like an old musket.
No.
Like, you know, you pack it down.
Does
and
it?
I think so. I think that's where it actually comes from. So basically, you shot your shot, but you were using a musket, not your musket.
We looked it up. It did not involve a musket,
not
shockingly enough there. Sorry, Nick Valvano. Keep them coming.
Remain at home, but no longer orders them to stay at home. Again, I encourage all businesses that are allowed to open to do so only if they follow the guidelines to keep West Virginia safe.
Texter Strebel is a blowhard.
Yes, I am.
Tim Sullivan, Courier Journal.
Tim may have to unmute.
Poor Tim.
Okay, we can come back to Tim. Let's try Lucas Allback, Courier Journal.
Lucas, maybe the mute button as well. Must be a Courier thing with Lucas and Tim.
We can circle back with them. Let's try Kent Taylor at Wave TV.
Only 20 more of those to go here on the mixtape on ESPN 680-1057.
So sophomore year at Bellarmine, I was working at UPS while I was going through college, and I had to be at work at like 11. It was a night class at like 7 o'clock. It was Spanish. And there was a girl that was behind – she sat behind me in class. She's, you know, attractive girl. And she's like, you know, I just really don't get this Spanish, and you seem to have a pretty good grasp on it. Do you want to come back to my dorm room and help me study?
I hope. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
The next word out of your mouth, if it is not C, then I am disappointed in you.
Are you okay? Well, you can get ready. So I told her, I was like, yeah, I said, can we do it another time because I have to go into work tonight? And she gave me like the worst look. Like, she looked at me like, are you an idiot? She's like, do you understand what this study session is going to involve? And at the time, I was very awkward. And I was like,
right, unlike now.
Unlike now.
Unlike,
I'm still very awkward.
Unlike now, right.
But I went to work, and then as I was on my way to work, it was in my head, and I was like, you just blew it, you big oaf. And she never talked to me again.
Good.
She
good.
Never talked
that
to me.
That makes
good
me
for
happy.
Her.
Texter says David Johnson is more known than any Kentucky player.
Nobody knows who David Johnson is outside of Louisville fans. Nobody cares. He had one good game against Duke. Bravo. Good for you. Good for you. Good for David Johnson. His good game against Duke. He coming in half 5 points. David Johnson saved the game. Without David Johnson in the game, we would have lost him. His 5 points and 4 assists. He's David, has he ever dunked? I've never seen it happen. Has it happened?
Oh. Texter says David Johnson's better than BJ Boston.
Yeah.
Keep them coming, Mitch.
All right. Thanks, Andy and James. You heard the man. I'm Mitch Hannigan, and I reign from good old MKY down in Callaway County in the Jackson Purchase. The town I like to call the Elizabethtown of the Jackson Purchase.
I'm selling you a felonious amount of heroin.
Whoa.
No, I've never had a prostitute in my house, at least that I'm aware of.
But look, urges happen when they happen, I guess. It's become impossible to discern your U of L takes from Blankenbaker. Go ahead and say that. This is why literally 15 years on the air, not being a Louisville honk, makes this take valid. And it's not a problem if you are a Louisville honk, which Mark would clearly admit he is, and he has a pro-Louisville agenda, so you filter his takes through that prism.
The best part of that sound is the swipe at Blankenbaker. It's easily the best part of that sound. Keep the mixtape coming on a Friday. It's the take on ESPN 680 1057.
You know what? Louisville's the best at everything, Andy. And if you heard, they got the best everything. They got the best soccer team, the best women's basketball team, the best baseball team, the best coaches until they all get fired and are owed millions of dollars.
They care about every sport.
They care about every sport. I hear about that all the time. Well, Kentucky's just a one sports school. We care about all of our sports. You just care about basketball until Kentucky beats your ass in every single sport that you have except for one, women's basketball. Congratulations. Oh, baseball. I'm sorry. I forgot. Dan McDonald can't win a damn game in Omaha. Get out of here.
Pete Thamel, Yahoo Sports.
Pete, you might have the same issue. You might need to unmute.
Vince, can you hear me? It's Pete Thamel.
Because she did it. Everything she would do was, what, 10 seconds?
I didn't think he'd come that fast. That long ago.
Yes, he did.
I'll say this. I'm not saying Andy said that in particular. And this is what I told Andy, too. But when Strebel, who's on his show, okay, I won't call him the co-host this time. When you go on the rant about Cal and you start putting Mac's name in the sentence with Sar constantly, it implies that that's a thing. That was never a thing. That's my point. Sar in Louisville was never a thing. We know that for fact. That was not a thing that was ever going on between the two.
Why did that even get your attention?
Do what?
Why did that even get your attention?
I'm just look. Here's the thing. I'm cleaning that up. I just want to make sure we clean that up to say, okay, look, I'm not putting that on necessarily Andy saying that Louisville was going after.
Oh, he's here for my
honor.
But
again,
when
Kentucky guy is on the show and he's popping off at the mouth about and putting Cal and Mac and Sar in the same sentence, that implies that there's something there. Period. There's nothing there.
Oh, stop. So, no more, period. That's
just ended at that.
Stop it, Rummage. There you go. I mean, yeah.
He is right about one thing. Cal and Mac should never be mentioned in the same sentence for any reason at all. So he's right about that. I'll give Rummage that.
You and him are Spider-Man meme. Keep him coming.
Okay, coach. Okay.
He's a bad mother. Dude,
he's a good player, man. Like, Satterfield's been on a roll lately, dude. He's getting it done. I love it. I love what he's doing with the class. I love what he's got going on. I feel like he's got a couple more. 4 stars coming.
No, he doesn't.
Sooner than later, and that's going to be
more like a top 10 team in the next couple years around the corner here. Maybe in 2 years, maybe 3.
I like what he's doing. I like what he's doing.
I said, wait a minute. Sorry, I was laughing. Brian Hall went, sounds like a top 10 team. Then he goes, sounds like a top 10 team the next couple years. And then he goes, maybe in 3 years. Brian, come on, man. Come on, B. Hall. Stand up. In 3 years. Keep him coming. When Chris Mack gets Olivier Sarr, it's going to get you.
I'm going to get
when
mad.
He goes, listen, if like on Sunday and L's up pops up and it's Olivier Sarr, I'm turning the Comrex on. Mitch, you're coming to the station and we're doing a post-game show.
If I get the cornball eyeball emoji, uh-oh, L's up with Carlton doing his dance, I'll vomit. I will literally vomit all over the place.
Eyeballs. Keep them coming.
Murray State Racer football tickets, season tickets, they're on sale now. The start of the Dean Hood era. I can't wait to get inside Roy Stewart Stadium and cheer on my racers.
and watch Racer One run around the track whenever we score a touchdown, tailgating in the Walmart parking lot. We love our Murray State football, so go get your tickets, your season tickets. The Dean Hood era starts this year.
Yeah. Benji's coming over. We've got all these fluids going everywhere. It's crazy. I'm avoiding all fluids. I'm not gonna mess with that.
Every other UK recruit dropped in the final 24/7 rankings. And I'm just passing along facts. Terrence Clark fell from 4 to 9. So he is not remotely a top 5 player. He's not top 5 in fact, any recruiting service except Rivals. So Terrence Clark's a top 10 player. He's not a top 5 player. BJ Boston is. I'm fine with that. Devin Askew, your freshman point guard candidate, dropped to 35th. And more importantly, no longer a 5-star.
Oh, boy.
Devin Askew is no longer a 5-star recruit, according to 24/7 Sports. So at this point, Kentucky's class of 6 freshmen has 2 consensus 5-star recruits. And that doesn't mean they can't be good. Tyler Hero wasn't a 5-star. Every time I bring that up, there are plenty of... Russ Smith wasn't a 5. Like, it's totally fine. But I'm just telling you, 24/7 says of the 6-person number 1 ranked recruiting class in the nation, which how many times have I heard that from BB? We got the number 1 class in the nation. You absolutely do. 6 players, 2 of them are 5-stars.
Oh, wow. He's coming at you. Keep him coming, Mitch. Fast and furious.
Can you hear me, Vince?
Ethan, is Ethan there? I want to say hello to him before you start giving Ethan takes, Taylor. Jack.
What's up, viewers?
Viewers?
This kid delivers, man. he delivers every time.
But when you start talking Devin, plus you must have really counseled him. Kendall Jenner, they tell me he was on a date with Kendall. What is that? What is that? I mean,
I stay out of the personal affairs. You know, I stay out of the personal affairs.
Larry Fitzgerald ran away from that one.
He did.
We'll start off with Rodney. Welcome in, man. What's up?
Here comes another postseason ban, you fools.
Yeah. Do you feel good? I can't believe McDonald's lets their workers off long enough to do that.
My show, it created the national headlines this week.
This guy's
not that show. PTI highly questionable, USA Today, etc. You played sound from my show yesterday. You played sound from my show this morning. You should be thanking me for all the content I've been giving you and your cronies. That's it.
Cronies.
Calling me irrelevant. I put our content and our market up against Kentucky any point, anywhere in Kentucky. You got UK. That's all you got. That's why you're a Homer radio station.
Oh, wow. I love Josh that. Graham. I love that. Keep them coming.
I'll get to this in a second. I mean, I can get the screen back. I just have to close it and reopen it. It's just really bizarre that every time I go.
What are you not telling
us? All right, No, I'm telling you now. It's KSR. It's KSR. It's probably got bugs and viruses. It's probably infecting my computer. That's probably why I have a jacked up computer.
It's KSR's fault.
This is from, listen, you want to know the truth? You want to get the latest on this? Follow Mark Ennis. Don't follow me. Not because I don't care, because I do care, but this is what he does. They are going to be whacked because of a 2-bit hooker that we are collectively going through where we have an active role. Excuse me. 9/11 was devastating.
Our first question will be Rick Bozich, WDRB Sports.
Oh, no, Rick. May have to unmute, Rick.
Yeah, hi, Vince.
Rick, keep them coming.
In Cal we trust. In Cal we trust. In Cal we trust.
Andy would say that's a musty reference. Smoking dope.
Well, I'm very musty.
Save that for the mixtape.
You should be thanking me for all the content I've been giving you and your cronies.
Cronies.
I'm reading the text line, and I may be like Bob and stop reading. Shut down for a couple of bad damn apples. Because people and their little political things, they try to pick little teeny tiny battles on. I want bad things to happen to them. I do.
We'll have to find out what you're talking about.
You scrape your knee, and I just, you're so stupid, and I see it, and you're not smart enough to know that I know how stupid you are. I do. I know how stupid you are. You don't know how stupid you are, but I know. It's just, it's just frustrating when people try to take a little bit of one thing and blow it into something else. And I'm seeing this in politics. I'm seeing it in sports. And I really hope you fall on the ground, scrape your knee, and there's no hydrogen peroxide anywhere in sight at the stores. I really do. We roll along here from my kitchen, about, I don't know, about 8 feet apart. We get the ruler out, you know, measure. I've been measuring lots of things around the house, you know, like.
If you want to say that I look like the little boy from Jerry Maguire, fine. You want to criticize my face, say I look like Drew Carey, I accept that. And if you want to criticize my voice, knock yourself out.
Like, that's he just needs a little trim job.
Oh, Lord, that just made the mixtape for sure.
Mark that.
All right, welcome back. It's a Midday Rush here on ESPN 680, 1057 Lachlan McLean Reality Check Radio.
Boy, that's low-key some of the best sound of the week
really
right there.
Good.
That's pretty good. I remember writing that on our sheet thinking, boy, that's going to tickle me on Friday. It is the mixtape on ESPN 680 1057. Andy Sweeney, James Riebel, Mitchell Hannigan on this Friday. It's The Take. We take you up at least until 6 o'clock, maybe a couple minutes over, to finish up the mixtape. Bonus hour coming your way next. Governor Beshear still on 93.9 The Ville. Mitch, keep them coming.
Again, I am being accused of not properly supporting my primary employer, the wonderful ESPN Louisville. That is, of course, a lie. That was a lie. All good. All good. I love all my employers. I truly try not to mention my television employer much. It happened to come up a lot in the last week, but I won't even say it right there. I won't even say it. I'll just say I love ESPN Louisville. Louisville's a better job than Kentucky.
What comes to my mind is that there's a certain group of people out there that kind of like the sibling love stuff. And I'm not one of those people. I know that that's very popular on certain sites to look up siblings. I found it to be really weird. Like, why would you have your brother in that situation in the first place? Why would you be in bed with your brother in that situation? That's being alleged that they were both caught in bed. And then the wife of Earl Thomas kicking down the door, pointing a gun at everyone, and think she said something like, "I got something for you," or something like that. I just find it very odd and disturbing. And yeah, the whole brother thing, just yuck, man. But those are my thoughts.
I'm traumatized.
That's Dreeble talking about Earl Thomas yesterday here on The Take. Keep him coming.
This is the last domino. Let's do it and move on, dude.
And you've still managed to enjoy all this basketball.
Absolutely.
Nonstop.
And Scott Satterfield's out here just working fools. hey, we'll be fine. Louisville fans, I think, know. They understand this time around.
Working fools. That's a whole nother subject.
What?
He's getting very, into girls now. He's starting to, notice.
Oh, you want to add him on our group chat?
No.
Our group chat for Kiki?
No.
You don't.
My wife was like, you're going to have to talk with him soon.
Oh, now how old is he?
He's 8.
Okay, I don't know what age is the talk. I got to be honest. I don't have any kids, so I have
either.
No idea.
This is all new to me. I haven't had to do this before.
I would say in today's society, by the way, we are on the air right now to talk sports.
Yes.
While 93.9 The Ville is doing Andy Beshear, and I feel myself, all of my radio senses are telling me I'm confused right now because I'm enjoying the nonsense. I think people enjoy the street, Strebel is into some fatherly things here. Oh, that's an odd way for me to say it. That I find to be more interesting than me giving my take for the 100th time today on Chris Mack or Rick Pitino. We will get to that.
Yes.
Because I do have a Chris Mack and Rick Pitino take. But the birds and bees discussion, Mitch has turned his mic on now for the last 20 seconds, so that signifies that he has something to add to the conversation. Mitch, go ahead.
Yeah, do you want to pretend I'm Kellen? You want to have that conversation with me?
Oh, man. I don't even want to have the conversation with him.
What would you tell Strebel?
The vast majority of people. Well, I don't think we ever really had the talk with you. The only thing we ever did is answer your questions, which, you know, was that was what our generation was taught to do. Our parents didn't address it at all. Then our generation came along and we answered questions, which was good and also was could be embarrassing. Like, for example, I think you're allowed to say this even on mainstream radio. My niece, Nicole, was tiny for a, she was a tiny little thing. As could be, but tiny, and she started to ask about all the body parts, and so they were at the rest stop on the New Jersey Turnpike, and they, you know, were going to go to the restroom, and so my brother Jim went to the men's room, and Nicole, my niece, I don't know what she was at this time, really little, two and change, I mean, went with my sister-in-law Pam. And Nicole announced at the top of her lungs, "Daddy's going in the room for the people with the penis." We're going into the room for the people. And then Pam scooped her up and ran her to the restroom because she was going to say the V word. It was going to be a...
the V word. Whoa. What did you do? The microphone just got really low.
The birds and the bee, I'd keep it vague. Strebs, I don't envy you. I would just keep it vague.
He's in trouble.
Kellen,
he knows he's in trouble.
He's in big trouble. There's a time that you want to, you don't want to pretend, you don't want to put your head in the sand about what's going on. And at some point, you think you're protecting your child, but you're not. You're actually victimizing them by not giving them actual information. I just am struggling with the 9 years old, how much you want to tell a 9 year old. That's where I go. Keep it vague. You're going to get urges. It's totally natural. Your body is going through changes, young man. It's totally natural. That's the big thing you have to take away. I'll say this as we go to the Dr. Phil, Dr. Oz portion of the show. You have to take away guilt from sexual urges with anyone. It's totally natural. And don't feel bad about it.
Keep them coming, Biz.
I'll put our guest up against the guest that you've had in the last month, what we've had in the last week.
Well, you have Jack
Matt Rule, Roy Williams, Bruce Pearl. Lincoln Riley tomorrow, Luke May today.
Is there one person at ESPN Louisville that could pinch hit for Strebel and explain these things to young Kellen, who would it be? And I went to you. That's who I went with, and he didn't have
No, I'm a bad researcher. You got to go to Diener. He's already done it with Max, or he's right in the middle of doing it. I mean, you got to get someone who's done it and who's gone through it and understands what worked and what didn't work. So you got to go with Double D on that one, I think.
Yeah. No, I think you're probably right.
Don't mention Double D around Kellen, apparently, in the mood he's in. You know, taking it a different way. So this is James Strebel around Daddy. Jason Strebel and...
I mean, we got pro sports teams. You guys have the Lexington Legends. That's fine. Oh, I like minor league baseball.
That's good.
That's great. Texas says, "Hey, Strebel, the wife and I also look forward to Cinco de Mayo." Wow.
There you go. It's
Cinco de Mayo, lovemaking time in the middle-aged white guy club. Did not know that was the case.
That is the case. It's one of the days of the year where wives get to drink margaritas, and they feel a little silly, and then things happen. It's great. My first make-out session was seventh grade. But so sophomore year, I'm not starting to talk until he asked me. I'm not going to go. What? How do you get excited? What makes you excited?
No,
sit down
no,
and
no,
tell
no,
me.
No. That's not how you act.
Kind of hope that's. I mean, that could be something going forward that they do along with my wrestling show that I'm going to be starting as soon as I talk to Nate and Nate allows me and Andy. I think Andy will allow. I think Andy will be okay with it. I'm winning Andy over with the AEW. So. Yeah,
that's funny.
No, it is. Between his Kentucky fandom and wrestling, there's a lot going on right now with me and Andy, so it's good. We're having a good mix relationship here. But
big blue swing, yeah.
Yeah, yes. Look, he knows. Look, it's all good. Hey, look, it's a mutual respect. That's how it is. And move on.
I'm glad you came out, though.
Yeah, right. But so
every other UK recruit dropped in the final 24/7 rankings. And I'm just passing along facts. Terrence Clark fell from 4 to 9.
Mitch,
so
I think
he
we
is
played
not
this
remotely
one.
A top.
Move on to another one since we're almost out of town. I think we played it. I remember hearing that, I think, but I never can remember. It's the mixtape on ESPN 680 1057. Keep them coming. Texter says, hey, Kelvin, remember when Keldon Johnson was winking at that IG model at the UK game? That's how you start the conversation.
Or the Jamal Murray video.
No, Mitch. No. That's not a starter. That's not a finisher. That's not in the conversation. That video, no.
It's not a starter. Or a finisher. Boy, I don't know if there are 5 worse things you could have said right then.
That was the worst.
We got Winston-Salem. We got Greensboro. We've got the ACC Big Four to cover.
So the hell with it. Then whoever dies, dies. But I got to go back to work. They're all getting smacked in the ass. 2/3 of my income comes from doing games for Louisville and ESPN, and those games will go by the boards. So if you think that, and if you think I'm somehow sitting on a pile of money here, you obviously haven't worked in radio. So believe me, I get it. I understand it. And I'm sorry if your family, you get. We're not taking a break, Nick, so screw that.
You know, when you put it in, you don't need to freeze something and then slurp it.
Well, I will enjoy smoking that. I don't knee-jerk to an agenda of supporting one of the area teams. I don't go into every story and say, well, I need to filter this through a prism of I'm rooting for Team A or Team B. I just tell you what I think. Shut the hell up. I tell you what I think, and that's why my analysis is so valuable to you, the listener, because it's not tinged with any source. I'll tell you again, if I have biases, I'll tell you. John Calipari, great coach, incredible coach, annoying. Mark Stoops, good but not great, overrated. I'll tell you those things, and then you can use my understanding and as you evaluate my opinions. But the point is, I'm definitely not a Louisville fan. I got 20 years on air proving that, and I'm not a Kentucky fan. I got 20 years proving that.
Oh, goodness. Keep them coming, Mitch. Couple more minutes.
I kind of have right now a little bit of a crazy ex-girlfriend, and there was a part of me that's like, there's no way she just upped the ante with all the crazy stuff of, like,
no,
breaking into my house and feel like I missed you. But that was in my mind a little bit.
We actually do occasionally play bites from people that aren't on camera, and in this day era,
when
it's harder to get people. But it was a bite about baseball, Nick! Come on! No one cares about baseball!
All right, thanks, Andy and James. It's time for the Murray Minute, brought to you by Mama Nancy's Cab. That's right, the only cab service in Murray, Kentucky. It's just one minivan. Big day down in MKY, the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet.
By the way, that sounds creepy as hell when you say that. It's just a minivan who roams around Murray, Kentucky.
It's true. Mama Nancy's Cab.
Anybody. Yep.
Mama Nanny.
Just got Tim Sullivan again, Courier Journal.
No, not Tim.
Goes.
Tim? Star 6, unmute. Okay, how about Lucas Allback at the Courier Journal?
Maybe Tim or Lucas can text your question to Kenny or to you, John.
All right, we'll move on to Dana O'Neill from The Athletic.
The hole, and it's a perfectly circular hole.
Short of licking the ball washers.
Whoa. Okay, unless Lucas Allback has joined us. Lucas, are you there?
Lucas.
Okay, I have another question from Daniel Lerner at The Athletic.
Goodness. Mitch, where are we? I know we have a lot we may not get to. We'll carry over a couple. What do you want to do, 6:05? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, 4 minutes gives us a couple minutes. Is that okay?
So yeah, I'll play.
He's got to get home so he can pump Bush lights and ignore his family. Well, yeah, let's try to do another 3-5 minutes and see what we can get done. Bonus hour next.
Every bit of analysis I'm going to give you about Olivier Saar, he is going to make a difference. But the dude only started 15 games for Wake. They played 30. He started 15. That's kind of crazy to me. Like, I did not realize that. He started, and I'm looking at his game log. He started the first 2 games of the season. Then he got benched for 13 games. He literally got benched.
What's going to be your open to Kellen when you bring up the birds and the bees? I want you to pretend that Mitch is Kellen, and I just want the beginning of it. Just the beginning. You don't have to get into the entire conversation.
Okay. All right, Kellen.
Yes, Daddy.
Oh, God. All right. You know how here recently you've had greater interest in girls?
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston. I think she's very pretty.
Well, there's a reason for that, okay? There's a reason why you find Jennifer Aniston attractive and why when you see her, you get a big smile on your face.
Find out the reason at 3 o'clock tomorrow.
I'd also like to know, like, we do a mixtape on how many times Lachlan McLean, you know, drops Spectrum News 1.
I don't think
One.
Spectrum News 1 has a mixtape.
You know, if they have a mixtape, how many times Lachlan McLean has dropped in over the last month ESPN Louisville? And I bet it's
over under a half.
And that's the point. Not the Mitch McConnell, not the anything else. It's that Spectrum News 1 gets a lot of promotion here on this air, and we don't get it back. I'm asking for reciprocity. I need it fixed. I need it fixed now. And if you are ashamed of ESPN Louisville, Lock McLean, don't accept the check. Don't accept the check.
Now, let me be clear. On this show, we're not setting. When my president, AD, said we're going to fight, I'm not setting the floor at 1 year. Look, Pat Forty can do that. That's fine. That's his job. He's a reporter. Look, The Athletic can do that. That's their job.
Right. I am not paid based on clicks. I am paid based on what's happened and the landscape and what moves forward.
After I bought my wife roses this weekend that she put on Facebook and made it sound like I was an attentive and romantic husband, and then the truth came out under prodding from Andy Sweeney that she told me to go buy them. But I still bought a better version than she. It was a thinking she was going to get. She said buy roses, and I normally buy the cheap ones, and I bought the really fancy ones, so I still earned points, but it was not as romantic a gesture.
Oh, keep them coming. Couple more, Mitch, on the mixtape. We went over. It's Friday. I don't know. Yeah. What do you want? Yeah, come on. Keep them coming.
The last few freshman classes have been just okay, and I can't wait for Clark and Boston to be the next version of Khalil Whitney and Quad A Green.
We have Gary Graves with the Associated Press.
Can't hear you, Gary.
Reminder to hit *6 to unmute your phone.
All right, Mitch. So how many do we have left here, Mitch?
Mitchell Hannigan.
Can you hear me?
I don't know what's going
there
on.
There we go. Yep.
last one next if you guys want to sign out.
Let's do two more. Can you find me another good one?
Yeah, I can.
All right, two more here on the mixtape. Go ahead.
That guy, I don't know whether it was...
81-50-93-9, 38-31-93-9. Does Coach Satterfield take an opportunity to send a message back to a Kentucky coach or Kentucky team if given the opportunity?
I think he does, but I don't think he does it to the scale of like what some people would hope or would classify as a sticking it to him. Whereas, you know, you would see a Bobby Petrino, and he's like, I'm going to try to run it up to 70 points and just score as much as I can. I think you might see Satterfield be like, you know, we're going to get it to a 3 or 4 touchdown comfortable lead. Then we'll throw in the backups and let them play. But we're going to make sure that we win comfortably, but not go crazy with it. If I have the opportunity to throw in my second team, I'm going to.
I'm really blown away, Maben, that you don't think that psychopath, Scott Satterfield, didn't put a note in the back of his head like, all right.
What? The football season has to happen. The football game is more interesting than the basketball game.
100%.
And right now it's not even close. Last one, we went over. Thank you to everyone listening this week. The podcast will be up. We tried to have some fun, some good stories this week. So bonus hour, our way, 93.9, finishing up with Governor Beshear and Jason Nemes. Drew Diener will be coming next. On that. So let's go. Last one here.
Let me ask you this real quick, James. James, real quick. Last time Kentucky played North Carolina, what happened? What about the last time they played Duke?
No, this is Wake Forest.
I cover all of them, you idiot.
Get out of here.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.